Hey guys, before I take you to today's content, I want you guys to take advantage of our Pro Web Legal Services initiative that we have going on right now in the second quarter of 2024. What is that? Well, it's a website that you get 100% full-blown website with 1 year maintenance, because with SSL certificate, hosting, etc., all for 50% less than the normal cost. This offer used to be $4,500. We're now giving it to you for $2,250, 100%, no strings attached. All you have to do is go to the show notes right now and click on the link where it says Pro Web Legal, and you'll get all the information. So until then, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are looking to substantially increase your caseload in the next 6 months, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy. Welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that I know you're probably doing right now and you're probably not getting you're not getting the results. Okay. I'm going to talk to you about something I very rarely talk about, and I definitely have not talked about it on the show, so I apologize for that. I just realized I was looking at my Rolodex of stuff that we've discussed over the last 4 years on this show, last four seasons, excuse me. This is season four. And I've noticed, I think I've only talked about this one time. And what I'm talking about right now is local services ads, or LSAs. LSAs are powerful tools for attorneys. And we're going to get some information that I think is going to help you learn a little bit more about LSAs. Okay? So, first of all, let's talk about how LSAs actually work for attorneys. Basically, when a user searches for a service in a particular location, then the Google service ads, if you will, they're going to kind of appear on the top of the search results. And they usually appear with a face of the main attorney, if you will. That's basically the grunt of it. Now, they actually appear above the Google ads, the pay-per-click ads, the text ads, if you will, the LSAs ads they do. So let's speaking of the Google ads, let's talk about the difference between Google ads and LSAs, local service ads. Okay. So aside from being their positions, being above one another. So the LSAs, like I said, appear above. So aside from that, another major difference between the LSA and Google pay-per-clicks is, LSAs is not a pay-per-click model. LSAs is a pay-per-lead model. So you only pay when you get a lead. So that being said, keep in mind that LSAs are a bit more expensive than pay-per-click, because it takes into consideration how many times. I mean, they're not charging you every time someone clicks. They can click until the cows go home, but until that person does not actually pick up the phone and call you, you know, you don't, that you're not charged. So, but these leads are a little bit more premium, a little bit more expensive. For example, on a Google, I'll give you an example. Most attorneys that I've run pay-per-click ads on, they get on average about, it's like 30, anywhere between $30 and $40 per lead, okay, for pay-per-click advertising. Now, when it comes to LSAs, their average is anywhere, and it depends on where they're living and how competitive it is, but their average is anywhere between $115 to $230, to be exact, cost per lead. So as you can see, they're a little bit more hefty leads on the LSA side than the pay-per-click side, but they are, you know, for the most part, I can't, because people will then, I know you, I could probably see you thinking about this. Well, then what's a better lead, right? It's hard to tell. There are some firms that I talk to about it, and when they compare, and they're not really taking down a lot of good data, unfortunately. And I wish I were there so I could really analyze it. But from what I can tell, what we've discussed over and over again, they can't really tell whether the lead was a better lead or a worse lead either way. And you know, for instance, let's just take a family law attorney for one case. You know, a lot of times people just really want to know, hey, what are my options with this thing? You know, I'm not getting along with my spouse. I want to move on. What do you suggest? So whether you got that lead from a pay-per-click model at, you know, $35 or maybe even $40, or you got them at from an LSA model, you know, $150 or more, that question is still going to happen. So, you know, it just is what it is, unfortunately. So you just got to weigh it out to see what that's about. So with pay-per-click, you're going to get more leads for sure than pay-per-lead. That's just the way it works. Okay. So another thing, that's another difference between the LSA and the pay-per-click is that proximity kind of affects LSA rankings more than the budget. Okay. So it's really, it's proximity is key there. And so I would love to maybe have this subject is more, I want to give you some tips on it, but I want to have an episode where I really drill down on LSAs. I'm going to make a note of that and hopefully, and I'm taking note of that as I talk about this now, and I'm going to say, hey, this could really benefit you guys. But before I do so, is that something that you would want? I would love some comments. I want an interactive podcast. I want to hear in, you know, emails, whatever, say, yeah, I would love to know more about LSAs. Give us some tips and stuff like that. So, before I produce that content, I want to hear from you first. Okay. But let me give you a pro tip here. Okay. Here's a pro tip for best results. When you lose LSA in combination, you want to combine LSAs with Google pay-per-click ads and organic search engine optimization. That is for the best results. It's actually proven when you do that those numbers that I gave you, for instance, if you have a pay-per-lead, which is LSAs, that's, you know, averaging between, let's say you average about $160 or $170 per lead. What LSAs? When you start adding pay-per-click to it, you can reduce that down to that 115 number I gave you, or sometimes even less. You know, again, all of this is depending on your area. And conversely, you can do the same thing for, and you know, you can also do the same thing for pay per click. You can also go down, with, say, instead of $35-$40, you can get that pretty down dirty to like $18. I've seen it down to $18 per lead. That's pretty awesome if you can do that. It takes some skill. You got to understand how the algorithm works for pay-per-click, et cetera, how to work it against with the LSA. And also when you put organic search optimization to it as well, it brings down the cost as well on both. So that's a pro tip that I, you know, a lot of times when people dabble around LSAs, one of the main complaints is, man, this lead cost me like $250, you know.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, guys, I hope you guys are enjoying today's content. While I have you on here, I want to introduce you to a promo that we have going on for the spring of 2024 for all legal practices throughout the U.S. I have an outstanding offer that we've never been able to offer before, but we want to do it because you have been an avid listener. We're only promoting this to people who listen to the show. So if you're an attorney and you are an avid listener to the show and you're thinking about possibly opening your own practice, you want to pay attention to this announcement. We are offering a full website with hosting, SSL certificate, online booking service, online appointment management, and more, and much, much more, with a 1-year maintenance, all for $2,250. That's $2,250 one-time fee, and you have a full-fledged website. If you want to know more about this, just give us a call at 888-416-7752 or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. Just make sure that you mentioned that you heard it on the show, and we'll definitely get you that discount. So with that, I'm going to bring you back to the content. And, you know, and they kind of feel the pressure. My God, I got to close this guy. He cost me $250, you know, man. You know, I don't want you to feel that pressure. Really, the only way to get that cost down is if you do other stuff, like, you know, organic and or pay-per-click ads. All right, enough on that. So let's talk about some eligibility when it comes to LSAs, because not everyone's eligible. So I'm going to list a few of these things. The law practices in the U.S. that are eligible for the paper lead thing, LSAs. Okay, bankruptcy, disability law, immigration law, malpractice, business law, DUI, intellectual property, personal injury, real estate, labor, estate planning, contracts, contract law, criminal law, which is kind of combined with DUI, family law, as we discussed, litigation and tax. Those are the practice areas that if you are one of those, you can start, you know, working with LSAs. Now, part of the process, one of the benefits of it, that's gonna help you, is that you become Google screened right away. You're gonna get this badge, and it's been, if you're Google screened, they know that you're a legit business, and if, you know, right now it's becoming more and more important. So I would say, if you've got the budget, obviously, throw some LSA ads out there, run it to the best of your ability, and become Google screened. Why not? Because you're gonna get this little badge next to your name. It creates trust, and you know they know that Google vetted you and all that stuff, and that's pretty cool. And it's pretty simple to run itself. This is another benefit of it, of how to generate more of these leads, is you can set a budget for your lead generation. So let's say, you know, you can tell it how much you want to pay per lead. And I'm already telling you, if you're lower than 100, well, it will tell you too. Google will tell you that, you know, in your area, this is what they suggest. Now, Google's going to suggest a lot higher than it should be. Now, I've been running LSA ads for my attorneys for a while now. And on average, they always suggest about $30 to $40 more than really what you need. So whatever they suggest, take what they suggest in the beginning and then start lowering it and see if that changes any of your results. It shouldn't, but I'm just giving you a little tip there in case you want to run this stuff yourself. Okay. So the thing is, you want to be in the top three positions, because they're only going to show three heads. You don't want to click on the more button. You don't want to be there. So I guess in the beginning, just take their suggestion. Just know that you can probably get away with, like I said, $30 or $40 less than what their suggestion. Just my experience. Okay. Let's see. Now, this is another thing that this also does, is that it kind of, another thing that you want to make sure that you list on your profile there is your reviews, because it kind of attracts positive reviews. People see that, oh, this person has been reviewed. And the good thing is that if they click to see the reviews, you're not charged for that click. That's good thing. Bad thing about that, it kind of takes them off and they go to the reviews. And you know how people's attention spans is terrible these days. They kind of forget, hey, why am I reviewing this person? But they may call them. So everything is, you got your screen badge. You see the reviews there, right down the LSA. You're going to have to try to fight, like I said, based on the budget perspective for the top three positions. And all, you know, like I said, the Google screen and everything, then you're ready to rock and roll. I mean, it's really, really, really simple. You got to tweak around with the budgets a little bit. Like I said, you know, it's not, nothing is set and forget. These people say, you know, I crack up when people say, oh yeah, set and forget. Is anything really set and forget? I don't know. I've always, in my experience, whenever I did something and I let it run and never looked at it again, it stops performing. So that's why I'm always on top of it. I'm always changing things. I'm always trying to optimize over and over and over again for my clients, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want them missing out, if you will. So it's really not set and forget. It's, you know, set, sit down, watch a result, tweak, try to get a better result, etc. That's how you run LSA ads. Okay. And again, the best advice I can give you is you just don't do LSAs. You have to do LSAs as well as you want to do, like I said, Google ads. And you also want to do the SEO. Okay. Okay, so let's boogie. Let's get into some nitty gritty on this thing. You get more clicks and more increased visibility. Okay. See, when you have Google Ads in place, your website, your legal website, actually has a chance of appearing on higher organic searches, like I said. Because you're doing the thing. And again, I try to emphasize this because it's key. It's not just one. We had a, I think last week we talked a little bit about omnichannel, And this is not omnichannel because we're only talking about the search engines and this is where we are. But it's kind of the same concept, okay? We're only on, you want to be, this is being omnichannel on the search engines, okay? You want to be organic. You want to be on the local pack. You want to be on PPC and you want to be on local, LSAs. That's the power of that, okay? Another thing is that you have more control over your budget, okay? See, unlike PPC, and I'm saying, again, I'm not telling you not to do PPC, but unlike PPC, again, you only charge whenever someone actually takes an action. So you have a lot of control of the budget. You can say, well, you do and you don't. Because you can say, hey, I only want to pay $50 per lead. Problem is, you may not get a lot of leads for that. Again, it all depends on where you live. If you live in a rural place, you can probably get away with $50 a lead for LSAs. But if you live in a place where I live, near New York City or in New York City, it's not going to happen. Okay? It's not going to happen. It's just not. So, you know, but you have control of it. You can actually dictate, this is what I'm willing to pay per lead. And it will perform based on what you're willing to do. And take it like that. A good thing about LSAs as well is precise targeting. Okay. It has specific targeting options. And it's like, you can say, I want to be, and you can go down to the zip code level, which I prefer. Now, when you there's a little bit of a downfall with going down to the precise targeting, down to the zip code, excuse me. And that is that it's, sometimes, you know how sometimes zip codes, at least here, I'm talking people who are here in the United States, okay? Sometimes zip codes have multiple zip codes to that city. Sometimes cities, excuse me, have multiple zip codes to that city. And let's say you forget one or two of those zip codes, then you're not going to get the full range of that city, if that makes sense. Like, for instance, I live, you know, well, I used to live in Edison, New Jersey, and Edison had like, five different zip codes. So let's say I only knew of two. My ads, if I'm an attorney, if I want to run ads in LSA ads in New Jersey, in Edison, I'm only going to be seen, in those two. And that's not good. So, but if you do happen to know, you can get down to the granular level like that. And that to me is a good thing because oftentimes, I'll give you an example. I have a client of mine who only does business, well, only practices this particular law in one town. I mean, he does other things in other places in New Jersey, but he only does this one particular practice in one town. And because he's pretty visible online, you know, he shows up with other services because they're very similar services. And a lot of times he ends up saying, oh, sorry, I don't do that in that area, but I know someone who does. So he's ending up getting his buddy a ton of opportunities there, which kind of is messed up, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so you just want to make sure that you handle that you can go either way. You can go, I prefer going the city route, that way I cover the whole city. But if you do want to get that granular thing, you can. And I think that's a powerful thing because it gives you control. Not that I'm a control freak, guys. I'm not a control freak, but I kind of like to see, you know, the control that's available to us with LSAs. So let's look at the benefits. Okay, we talked about more clicks, increased visibility. We talked about more control over your budget. We talked about precise targeting. We talk about attracting positive reviews because of the badges and stuff that it has. And we've also talked about, last but not least, fighting for that, you know, that first top three spaces. That's very important. And it all boils down to your budget. How is your budget? What's your budget per lead? Ask yourself, okay, how much am I willing to pay for the lead? Now, here's my rule of thumb, okay? And most attorneys have this. Most attorneys, and it depends on which law they practice, of course, but most attorneys, you get a retainer starting, let's say a family law attorney, because I can't say most attorneys, because, like, for instance, if you're a personal injury attorney, you don't get anything up front until you win the case, and then you get paid. But let's say a family law attorney, you got a retainer. Most retainers start at $3,000. Some of them are $3,500, initial retainer. Then the fees go up from there. The divorce could end up costing this person, $10,000, $15,000, depending on, if it's contested. There's a lot of things. But most of the times you're collecting a retainer of $3,000 to $3,500. When you're ready to do business with that person. So that's not bad. So if you think about that and you do the math, say, okay, how much am I willing to spend on a lead? I'd say don't skimp on this, obviously you want to do other marketing things like SEO and PPC. So I'd say, just for giving LSA is a try, and Google's telling you, you need to be at, 150 per lead, that's not a bad thing. Now, all of it depends on your closing ability, how you can close the sale, where are they in their journey for divorce or estate planning or whatever it is that you're doing. And because that's pay per lead. That's not pay per acquisition. So a lot of times with pay per click, so I'm just this last note before I let you go. A lot of times with pay per click, that 160, 170, even $200 mark is not a pay per lead. That's pay per acquisition. When they see every time they spending, $300, $400, $500, they're acquiring a customer. Now that's the difference. Now, pay per lead, you got to do the math there. How much is it acquiring a customer? Like the lead, again, they're a premium. They're coming at, 150 and up. How quickly can you turn that person into a customer? Now, if you are strapped with, if your marketing budget is tight, I would suggest do not start with pay per lead with LSAs. No, if you want to throw some money at something, I would suggest start with something that you can control, something like local search optimization, local SEO, where they go straight to your Google My Business page or Google My Business profile or your organic searches. This is a controlled budget thing. Now is local search optimization the quickest thing? No, it's not. It's not fast, but it's a control. You can control that budget. And sometimes that's the best thing, because remember, pay-per-click is another thing that could get out of hand sometimes if you're throwing a lot of money at it and not closing. So that's always been my advice for people who are on a controlled budget. Hey, I can throw, $2,000 at a campaign. Then you got to do SEO. You got to just do it. Wait for it to give you the results that you want. and bam, you'll be ready to go. And then after that, as you get more and more and more leads and more and more and more cases built, then you could throw LSAs and pay-per-click marketing, peak Google ads at it. Now, I know I went all over the place there. Sorry for rambling, guys. But, you know, LSAs is a good thing. If it's something that you were considering, and, you know, hopefully that this information that that I gave you today, you know, gets you in a mood where you can say, okay, I'm ready to give that a shot. If that is something that you want to do, you want to give it a shot, give us a call, 888-416-7752, excuse me, and I will definitely schedule some time with you and walk you through some stuff. Maybe we can do some business. Maybe we can help your firm out. Okay. With that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the Local Business Guy. Until next week, take care and bye for now. Peace out.
Listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Law Firms, the podcast that provides you with all the latest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you would like to know more about the topic we discussed in the show today, reach out to Frank and his team at 888-416-7752 and schedule a discovery call with one of the marketing consultants. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, send an email to podcast@lbmsllc.com and we will put you on the schedule. With that being said, until next week, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.